Okay. And welcome to the most must-hear podcast in all of professional wrestling. We are here, the Constable Truth.
Welcome to the Constable Truth, yo, yo, yo. It's your man Constable Albert and my man Esteban.
Constable Albert, and we are here to discuss the show of the summer.
SummerSlam, baby. It's going to get hot, baby. Woo!
It is, and we're going to be live from Brooklyn, New York, in the Barclays Center.
So, just a quick shout-out for everybody. Let y'all know, definitely check out SummerSlam. It's definitely going to be worth it. Big surprises, big things in store.
And if you're not already, because I have to throw this in there, if you're not already, you can... SummerSlam is free on the WWE Network for new subscribers. You go subscribe for how much a month?
It's like $9.99
a month. Yeah. But if you subscribe now, SummerSlam will be free.
So if you haven't already, definitely do so.
So, with that being on tab, start us off.
Well, we're going to talk about the match card today, ladies and gentlemen. What do we have here? We'll talk about a couple of the kickoff shows that we actually care about. Then following some more of the matches that's happening down, you know, and here we go. Well, the first match we're going to talk about right now is Rusev and Lana versus Andrade, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega.
So, with that being our kickoff, you know as well as I do that I believe Andrade, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega to be the future of the WWE. Now, without Aiden English, Rusev Day is very uncredible. That's my opinion. And my opinion is that Andrade, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega will defeat Rusev and Lana.
Very bold statement. Very bold statement.
And put a final end to Rusev Day.
I don't think Rusev Day is going to end that quickly, you know. Andrade Cien Almas is definitely the future. I definitely agree with you. He definitely has the potential to move up to the rankings and be up even further up in the match card than these little kickoff shows.
Oh, I completely agree, especially after that match with AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Wonderful match.
Beautiful, by the way. Beautiful.
Yes. Zelina Vega is very beautiful.
But I believe Rusev and Lana will definitely... they'll definitely make the match interesting. You know, Rusev is also a former champion. Rusev Day may be over, but I think he'll definitely give a good bout against the man. So, definitely watch out for that match.
Yeah, okay.
All right, the next match we're going to talk about is the B-Team versus the Revival for tag team championships.
You want to start off on that one? Because you know how I feel about the B-Team.
Well, yeah, we know the B-Team is definitely your favorite tag team right now. So
B-Team, B-Team, go, go, go. Unarguably the greatest tag team champions in the company right now.
Arguably. I won't say unarguably, but they're arguably. They're definitely good. I definitely am proud of Bo Dallas. He definitely deserved this. He's definitely one of my favorites coming in from NXT. I've been telling WWE to push him. Hopefully, they'll push him even more in singles competition, but that'll be seen. Now, for the match in general, I believe that the B-Team's going to win. That's just me. I'm not a big fan of the Revival at all, so I definitely am rooting for the B-Team. Way more weapons in our arsenal, way more technical savvy, and way more teamwork involved in that team.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised you gave Bo Dallas the shout-outs, but you completely forgot about Axel Mania. He's the son of a perfect one. Curtis Axel. People always want to mention this weird name that I don't understand. This Hulkamania crap.
Oh, God.
There's only one Mania, and that's Axel Mania.
That's the real
Let's
Mania.
Let's just face facts here. The B-Team is here to stay. As your Raw Tag Team Champions. The Revival, they can go back to the back of the line once this is over.
Let's hope. Yes, one can only hope.
The B team. Go B team.
Go B team. We're rooting for you guys.
Yes.
SummerSlam. What we got next? We have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy for the United States Championship. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. It'll be a good one.
The artist known as Shinsuke Nakamura, and also the king of low blows. And my favorite part. Come on!
Oh, man.
So we've got weirdo Shinsuke Nakamura against another weirdo and Jeff Hardy, but, you know, Jeff Hardy being the legend that he is.
Definitely going to be a great match. I see a lot of high-flying moves, possible low blow.
There's going to be a low blow. The question here is, does Randy Orton interfere?
He is. Come on, it's obvious.
And with that being said, I guess you should know that Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy are already booked for Hell in a Cell.
I figured as much.
So
yeah.
The question now is, will the United States title be on the line? Is this just some kind of regular match? What's going on here? Does Jeff Hardy beat Shinsuke Nakamura for the United States title on Sunday night?
That will remain to be seen, folks. Definitely stay tuned and check that out. That's going to be a good one.
My prediction is Kinshasa.
Kinshasa.
Or as Corey Graves goes, Kinshasa! Yeah, so I'm picking Shinsuke Nakamura to win in a, you know, obviously cheating fashion.
It's going to be a good one. I'm a toss-up on that one. Hardy has a possible way to win, but...
Hardy can win if Randy Orton does not get involved, but who's to say, who's to expect that?
Right. We'll see. It'll happen. We'll see what's going on. Now, here's a match I know you'll definitely have some words for, my friend. Carmella versus Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch for the Women's Championship. SmackDown Women's Championship,
folks. Tug at my heart as much as you possibly can. So... Everybody knows that Charlotte Flair is the queen. But, with that being said, Becky Lynch is the hottest WWE diva right now, as far as her winning ways. Straight fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Becky Balboa. You know, who wants to get hit with a Bexploder?
Mm.
Yeah, you and me both. I'll get hit with a Bexploder real quick. And, of course, you see my shirt. We've got the Money in the Bank t-shirt.
If you could see it right now, folks.
And money is only into one reference in this match. And
Mella's money.
Mella is money, you know.
So what's your prediction? Who do you think is going to win the match?
Don't put it past anyone to see James Ellsworth enter the building. Ellsworth is lurking like a roach.
My man Ellsworth.
Like a roach that you keep trying to drown, but it keeps finding its way back.
Looks more like a rat.
Well, Becky Lynch says Ellsworth looks like E.T. plus a dirty toenail.
Oh, snap.
So, anyway... my prediction for the match is Carmella taps out to the disarmer.
Hmm.
Becky Lynch wins the SmackDown Women's title, something that everybody's been waiting for a long, long time. And there's a possibility that Charlotte Flair will turn heel at the end of that match.
I can believe it.
Setting up for Hell in a Cell. With Becky Lynch and Charlotte. But my prediction right now, well, has always been with Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. Very, very good prediction. I like that. Honestly, I actually had Miss Mella winning the match. Via Ellsworth.
Via Ellsworth.
He is lurking, and he's proven multiple times that he is the difference maker in women's matches.
He is the intergender champion of the world.
Pretty much. So, I definitely have Carmella pulling through in a legendary fashion.
Well, let's not forget, by the way, as this we're discussing this match, I'd be send a very, very happy birthday wish to the general manager of SmackDown, Paige.
Happy birthday, Paige. Happy birthday. I'm definitely a huge fan, especially when you came. I was definitely excited. You had very good in-ring skills, great mic skills.
This is her house.
It is definitely her house. I have more to say, but I don't think I'm allowed to say it in this podcast, so we're just going to leave it at that.
With that being said, you know, as Ellsworth says, any man with two hands has a fighting chance. Hashtag rehire Ellsworth. Duh.
Hashtag rehire.
Is Ellsworth best for business?
Hell no. On a quick side note before we head to the next match, me and my buddy Esteban went to, what was it, Walmart? That one day when we seen the James Ellsworth action figures. Ellsworth, you have action figures. Congratulations. They're actually $20.
The problem is nobody's buying them.
Unfortunately, they're probably still in the store. We seen them like at least 4 weeks ago. So they're probably still in the stores.
They were 15 deep.
Oh, man.
Nobody wants Ellsworth.
Sorry, Ellsworth. But anyway, on to the next match. What we got? Oh, man, this is a good one. This is a good one. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Ooh. The Miz. So here's the thing about The Miz. The Miz is must-watch television. Mm-hmm. The Miz has all that we all want. Mm-hmm. He has money. Mm-hmm. He has fame. Mm-hmm. He has the mic skills, he has the ring skills, and he has a hot wife.
Who could ask for anything else? Lord.
The Miz has a perfect life. But here's the thing about that. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Daniel Bryan has the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Minus the fame. He does not as famous as The Miz. But this is a match 8 years in the making.
Pretty much.
From the original NXT to Talking Smack. You know, this is, in my opinion, the second best promo of, well, hell, it might even be the best promo of SummerSlam.
It's definitely going to be a great match. Great promo. That talking smack was legendary. That was legendary.
The Miz. You know what? I see Daniel Bryan walking out the winner in this.
Same. Don't mean that The Miz will make it easy for him, though.
No, it's going to be a long match. It's probably going to be the best match of the night. Best wrestling match of the night. That's a very unpredictable match as to what could happen during the match. This is a match where you're really not looking at any possibility of someone interfering for The Miz. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your opinion's on it.
I mean, this is one of those matches that could actually go either way. I have Daniel Bryan winning, but I'm not going to put it past The Miz to sneak a victory in. Especially now that The Miz has something to prove.
All it takes is one skull-crushing finale.
Exactly.
You know, The Miz, he's, again, shout out to Miz and Mrs. That's must-watch television.
I definitely got to check that show out. Keep it's hearing only, about it. I'm like, you know what? I got to check it out.
Only 3 episodes in and it's already renewed.
Oh, man.
So, you know, it's must-watch television. The Miz, everyone can make fun of him. The real life, all that, whatever. But he is one of the best of all time.
Definitely, especially on the mic.
Yeah, he held a funeral for Team Hell No.
Gosh.
And that was funny. You know, he just wanted the people to show respect.
He definitely earned it over the years. I remember when The Miz first came, and look at him now.
Miz and Daniel Pewter.
Gosh.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Where is Daniel Pewter?
Gone.
Fucking Pewter won tough enough. Meanwhile, you know, he wasn't even in the WWE for a month.
I think after the Kurt Angle incident, I think Pewter it went downhill for him. Miz, I remember him being in the Royal Rumble. The last time I seen him, he was in the Royal Rumble that one time. And, like, Hardcore Holly came out. Then Eddie Guerrero was out there. Chris Benoit was out there, and they're just beating his ass.
Meanwhile, The Miz becomes one of the biggest stars in WWE history. So,
kudos to The Miz.
Yes, The Miz deserves the respect that he garners. So, quit hating. The Miz is money.
He is. It definitely is going to be a good match. Very high energy, so definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, I think that's going to be your show stealer of the night. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Next match, we got, another good one. We got Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay, so, you know what? Go ahead, because I need to think about what I'm saying.
All right. Well, it's going to be another good match. It'll be an even playing field for Rollins now since he has Ambrose. And also, you know, Ziggler has
McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
The Scottish psychopath.
They call him now Drew Galloway now, or is just still Drew McIntyre? I don't know.
McIntyre.
You're going to keep calling him Drew McIntyre. It's definitely going to be a good match. I see a lot of twists and turns going on. I honestly, if the match goes as I hope it goes, I see Seth Rollins coming out as the new Intercontinental Champ. But that remains to be seen because I hear a lot of speculations of heel turns and betrayals and all that with Ambrose, and I don't know.
Well, I was in Greensboro, North Carolina on Monday Night Raw, when Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre in the ring with Kurt Angle telling him to rip up the contract because Seth Rollins didn't show up. And I can say that I've heard many ovations louder than when Dean Ambrose made his return on Monday. And this dude is swole.
Oh, man. Dude, he was in the gym while he was going, man. Got, like, Triple H big now.
Yeah. So, this dude has a new haircut. He looks mean. So, is he going to turn heel?
Who knows?
I know. But, you know, the world's not allowed to know yet.
Just stay tuned to SummerSlam, yo.
Dean Ambrose is going... Drew McIntyre will try to get his face involved, at which point it'll look like Seth Rollins is going to lose the match. And that's when you'll see probably some Drew McIntyre or Seth Rollins or Dolph Ziggler get hit with a dirty deeds and a curb stomp or blah, blah, blah. I'll go with Seth Rollins winning the Intercontinental title.
Awesome.
Especially with a pending Dolph Ziggler's contract expiring.
Oh, man.
You know, he can go. I don't care. Don't like him anyway.
It's sad.
And Drew McIntyre does not need Dolph Ziggler.
He doesn't.
So, I think that's going to be another outstanding match if Drew McIntyre doesn't ruin it too much. But that's yet to be seen.
Definitely going to be a good one. Another great match. Wow. I said, hopefully there's not too many interferences and it's somewhat balanced. But we'll see.
Yeah. I mean,
hopefully they make it at least entertaining. Especially on Ziggler's part. Ziggler's talented. He has the tools. It's just, he's just been falling off. On and off. I don't know. Especially that moment when he had no identity. He came out with, like, different people's entrances. I know you remember that.
Let's just remember for a second, too, that Dolph Ziggler is Nikki of the Spirit Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Squad. He is Nikki of the Spirit Squad.
Fucking Spirit Squad. Who could forget?
That was a good time.
Gosh.
Nikki!
Mikey!
And we are
the Spirit Squad! Oh my goodness. Shit.
Throwback for y'all.
True.
Throwback Damn. To the Spirit Squad and John Laurinaitis.
Good times, good times.
The people power will prevail.
Man, John Laurinaitis. Bring back John Laurinaitis.
Let's not.
Let's bring
talk
him back.
About our ratings vacuum.
Their ratings will go up. We have him and David yeah. Otunga and shit.
Yeah. Otunga.
Oh, man. So what we got next?
Yeah, and by the way, you know which match to make the main event?
Yeah, too bad it ain't the main event.
I'm just saying that's what's going to be the main event.
Oh, so that match is going to be main event?
I'm not confirming that. I'm just saying that's the last match that we're going to talk about here.
True, because after this, it gets shitty. Pretty shitty. I'll mention them, the last matches, but it won't be too much talking. All right. Well, I don't want to talk about these next two, but we'll just throw a quick shout out. Real quick shout out. Shout out to the Braun Strowman versus Kevin Owens match.
Well,
what's your prediction, bro?
Well, people, I don't know. I don't get why people think Braun Strowman's just going to beat Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has a plan.
Fight
do you
Owens
really
fight.
Think? Do you really think Kevin Owens would have asked for this match if he didn't have a plan? Like, who wants to just randomly get in the ring with Braun Strowman? The same man. WWE Universe is very. They're all hypocrites. Because everybody follows this Do Not Bully campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And who the fuck is this bully? Braun Strowman. Humongous bully.
The mammoth.
The man has tried to kill Kevin Owens over the last 2 months. He's thrown him off a ladder. He trapped him in a porta potty and knocked him off the stage. What else has he done? He's friggin' thrown him off the cage.
Yep, remember that.
So there's a plan, and I'm predicting, and I'm going to take words from Paul Heyman.
Listen.
This is not a prediction. This is a spoiler.
Spoiler.
That there will not be, after Sunday, there will not be a Mr. Monster in the Bank.
Dang.
There will be a KO in the Bank.
Okay, folks, you heard it here.
Fight Owens fight.
Why SummerSlam? It's gonna be live. Alright, next quick shout out to the Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day and SmackDown Tag Team Champions. As you can see, my buddy here is a huge New Day.
I believe
fan.
In the power of positivity and pancake power.
I can go for some pancakes.
The Bludgeon Brothers. God, there's no telling.
Bludgeon Brothers. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. I'm like Paul Heyman right now. It's like, the audience will. Never mind. But, you know, power versus speed. Speed usually wins.
Usually. But against someone like the Bludgeon Brothers, they're like our modern day
Maharajas.
Oh, hell no. Don't you ever mention that man's name ever again.
Shanti.
They're like the modern day Brothers of Destruction, just with bludgeons.
I picked the New Day to win the tag team titles on Sunday.
I picked the Bludgeon Brothers to keep them titles. I think they're going to be chance for a little longer.
Well, I feel like the power of positivity always triumphs over bludgeoning.
Okay. Well, stay tuned, y'all. Definitely check out SummerSlam for that match. Nothing like good tag team action. What we got next? Oh, got one of my favorites. You got Finn Balor versus the Constable, Baron Corbin.
And by the way, you know, most people don't like the Constable Corbin. But,
I do.
But he is a constable.
So I gotta support the GOAT of constables.
Right.
Why not?
The show was named the Constable Truth because of Constable Gibbs.
Darn right.
So he's, and they got the same amount of hair.
Oh no, I got less hair now. I ain't got the constable.
They're
look
both
like
they're both bald. Both missing hair in the middle of their head, so.
Oh no, not me. I told you I got that joint erased. I deleted it. Delete.
Finn Balor, I don't even know where this feud's going, because Finn Balor's beating him every time except once. So I really don't know where this is going. I don't.
Hopefully they end this feud, because I'm tired of watching those two.
I think Finn Balor wins again and just completely ends it.
I got Corbin sneaking a quick victory and ending it. This has to end. WWE Universe, WWE writers, end this, please. It's like watching Cesaro versus Sheamus again.
It's going to be Finn's fun house.
Gosh, no more. Please end it. It's going on forever. That's what it feels like.
It has gone on forever. And this match, yeah, whatever.
Okay, the moment we've all been waiting for. Or at least Esteban's waiting for.
No. I want to do that last.
You want to do it last? Are you sure? Well, yes, I guess we can make that a main event for you.
Okay. Well, because that's the one that I got the most to talk about.
Okie doke. Well, quick shout out match. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship.
AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. The WWE champion of the past, now going on 11 months. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe is not winning this match. There will be a phenomenal forearm to end it.
I agree. 100%.
Joe
put up a fight. But
Joe will put up a fight, but Joe is also a jackass. And, you know, he did a good job making this feud a little interesting. But in the end, we all know AJ Styles is not losing to Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
So, the reign will continue for the phenomenal one.
Awesome. All right, that's all we got to talk about for that.
And this
got a
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
The Beast against the man who just—I don't understand why he keeps getting in the ring with him.
The Beast versus quote the Big Dog.
Here or quote Michael Cole. Here comes the Big Dog. Okay, so why does this man keep getting in the ring voluntarily with Brock Lesnar? Because every time he gets in the ring, it just gets worse and worse for him. Now, he says he's the uncrowned Universal Champion of the world.
Unless Roman Reigns somehow gets superpowers or uses the power of the 1-2-3. Or the 1-2 kick out.
You mean the John Cena
power? Yeah, the John Cena power. Unless John Cena tags him and says, oh, you have my powers. You can never be pinned. I don't see.
So how many, here's the part with that match, is how many suplexes and how many F5s does it take? How many does he get anyway?
He's going to get a lot of suplexes. I see a lot of F5s. And I see a 1-2-3 pin.
So you've got Brock Lesnar winning again, continuing his wonderful reign as Universal Champion.
Wouldn't call it wonderful, but I definitely see him winning again.
So, anyway, friggin' Brock Lesnar, the Beast incarnate, the mayor of Suplex City. If you would have asked me this about a week ago, I would have said Roman Reigns was going to win. But with recent events as of Monday Night Raw, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Sorry, Roman.
Brock Lesnar's going to win. Roman Reigns is not your next WWE champion or Universal champion. But I will give you a possibility that is more realistic. If Brock Lesnar does not walk out the Universal champion, it will not be... It will not be Roman Reigns, but it will be Kevin Owens.
I can see that being a possibility.
So, yeah, that's the. I pick Brock Lesnar to beat Roman Reigns, but, you know, if there's some side action there, it's going to be Kevin Owens to walk out. That's my opinion.
Let's see if it happens. Like I said, folks, definitely check out SummerSlam. Got a doozy of matches. Now, time for Esteban's main event. Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship.
The the goddess against the rookie.
Who you got, man?
God. Okay, so with this match, it's a match of two women that I absolutely adore. You've got a 5-time women's champion against a woman that's got had three matches, two of which aren't even against people who are any talented. She's beaten Stephanie McMahon. Is that really impressive?
Not really.
She beat Alicia Fox. That's not impressive. And, you know, she had Nia Jax beat until the Money in the Bank contract was cashed in. But everybody and their mama seems to think she's going to walk over Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam.
Wow.
And I can't see that happening. What are you saying?
What I'm seeing a hard-fought match. It's going to be very physical, at least for Ronda's part. Alexa's going to get in some good licks. It's going to be a good back and forth. But at the end of the day, I see Alexa remaining the champion. Too much experience as a champ. Too many versatile movesets for Alexa. And although Ronda's powerful, she's fast. I don't think she's ready for the big lights right now. Especially not against Alexa.
Yeah, you're talking... Yeah, you put it that way. You got a woman who's had three matches in WWE against a woman who's pretty much had almost every championship match in the last 2 years.
Exactly.
Let's look at the numbers here. Alexa Bliss has been in the WWE probably now about 720 days. And she's been the champion about 520 of those. So, everybody out there has got an opinion. The whole, you know, you can't wrestle. She's the golden girl. She's the golden girl for a reason.
Oh, man.
Alexa Bliss will beat Ronda Rousey on Sunday. She's going to be the one to defeat Ronda Rousey. She is the goddess of WWE. She is the current Raw Women's Champion. And 5 Feet of Fury will be unleashed on the baddest woman on the planet. So, everyone thinking that Ronda's just going to come in and lock in that armbar. And you know what? Who's to say Mickey James doesn't return on Sunday?
Oh, shit. Mickey. That'll definitely be a shocker.
Yeah, so, with that being said, we don't know what our main event's going to be yet. There's some talk out there that this could be the main event.
It'd be nice.
And yes, it would be very nice. I took a poll on this just the other day. And saying that should Ronda and Alexa be the main event. And the results of that poll were 82 to 18.
There you go.
So, I think a lot of people, at least a lot of the outside people, are going to be mad when they see that Ronda Rousey doesn't win on Sunday. But Alexa Bliss is going to walk into Evolution as your women's champion.
Definitely.
So that's my opinion. Tune in. You tell me I'm wrong.
Tell you guys, SummerSlam, definitely check it out this Sunday.
This Sunday, live on the WWE Network, August 19th at 7, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That'd be 4 o'clock on the Central, or on the Pacific Time. You know, get at it, because it's the show of the summer. It is the biggest, or the biggest and best card since WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, in my opinion, think it's going to be better than WrestleMania. Shoot. We've got NXT TakeOver tomorrow night.
That's going to be good.
And that's going to be good. I think Kairi Sane beats What's-Her-Face for the NXT Women's title. Wow. And that's the only prediction I'm giving on that one.
Okay.
And if you, you know, with what happens on SummerSlam, or what happens on Sunday at SummerSlam, definitely tune in to Monday Night Raw, because it's going to be heated.
Ooh.
We've got a live 4 days, 4 days of action coming from the Brooklyn, or from Brooklyn and the Barclays Center. I don't know how to say it any different. If you are a WWE or a wrestling fan, this is the show to tune into.
Definitely.
SummerSlam 2018. Rousey, Bliss, Lesnar, Reigns. Huh.
So many good matches, folks. Definitely tune in. Look, if you're a huge wrestling fan, this is the time. Check it out. You will enjoy yourself. Hey, grab a couple beers. Invite the friends. Bring them all over. Watch the rest. Some good quality wrestling from SummerSlam. Great matches. Great match card. What else could you ask for?
And I am completely biased, so at least on this one part. So if you're tuning in, and if you're tuning in to see Ronda Rousey beat Alexa Bliss, I fully recommend that you do tune in, because you're going to be disappointed at the end of the night.
Very disappointed.
And that, again, is not a prediction. That's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
And this guy, he knows just as well as anybody who actually personally knows me, that a goddess comes before all.
That is true, folks. He loves his Lexa.
And earlier in the year when Ronda Rousey made her debut, obviously everybody knows I love some Ronda Rousey too. So there's no shots taken at Ronda Rousey, but this is not her time.
Not yet, anyway.
This is not her time, and if she's going to lose, she needs to lose to somebody. Although I do think Alexa Bliss is the perfect heel to go against Ronda Rousey to build her up. And like I said, goddess overall, the reign of the goddess will continue, just in spite of all of you. And to throw some entertainment on that, once this is all said and done and she wins on Sunday night in non-cheating fashion, you all will bow down to the goddess and you will chant, "You deserve it," to her.
You heard it here, folks. Wow.
Ooh. Any thoughts on that?
No thoughts. Just like I said, tune in, guys. Guys and gals, all wrestling fans around the world, definitely check out SummerSlam. Hottest event of the summer is going to get hot.
It is. It's already hot.
Tell me.
So,
get some cold drinks. You're going to heat up.
You know, put the AC on. Get some, you know, even fucking ice chest. You're going to need it all because it's going to be hot.
Real hot.
No, they don't call it SummerSlam for no reason. Ooh. And we're getting relevant again around here.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know, we don't. This is no joke. This isn't TNA. Slammiversary. Wow. What the hell is that?
Just don't shots at TNA, man.
And by the way, yes, while we're at this, because TNA is trash.
Ooh.
And send Eric Young back to TNA, because he's garbage.
Ooh.
And he looks like a crackhead who escaped the psych ward.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't like TNA.
Ooh. Oh, since we're...
Or Impact Wrestling.
Since we're giving out shout-outs, quick shout-out to David Meltzer from that ignorant-ass comedy.
A shout-out?
Yeah, just give him a shout-out.
That's not even the right word. Let's call it a shot. Shots being fired.
Pow, pow.
At that piece of garbage known as David Meltzer. I don't even know how to say
David fucking Meltzer.
Listen, so this idiot goes on. I don't know. I don't remember who he was talking to, but this is recorded on video, radio, one of the two. And decides to say that Peyton Royce of the Iconics looked better in NXT when she was skinnier.
Bad move, Meltzer.
Now, man, woman, or a man, woman, or developing child will tell you that Peyton Royce is gorgeous.
Very.
And there's nothing wrong with Peyton Royce. And
he attempted to make an apology.
He attempted to make an apology after the wrestling world made him realize he looked like a jackass, and he didn't want to look like one, but that just backfired, so he's an idiot. Peyton Royce is perfect. Perfect 10, by the way.
Perfect 10. Oh, man.
Meltzer, he belongs commentating on Impact.
He doesn't belong anywhere. Look, the man who thinks that any match with Kenny Omega is a 5-star match, he could wrestle a fucking broomstick and it'll be a 5-star match. No.
This is a guy. Here's a guy. You sound like Collinsworth there. But, yeah. Kenny Omega, godly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's trash. I mean, David Meltzer, I've seen so many stupid. He is unarguably the Skip Bayless of professional wrestling.
I agree.
And he says the dumbest crap. But that one was a new one to me. You don't attack the women of WWE
at all,
because this is the women's evolution, and they are taking over.
So stay tuned, everyone.
So, yeah. With that being said, one more shout out from me to who I see as your first ever and future women's tag team champions. And that would be the Boss and Hug Connection.
Bayley and Banks.
Bayley and Sasha. I mean, who really?
Definitely gonna be good. Big things coming in the women's division, y'all. So if you've been a fan of the women's division, you're gonna get a treat.
Yeah, and I think you can sit there and say to everybody that you know I am a huge ambassador of the women's evolution.
Oh yeah.
You know what, that's why I feel they give the need to shout out the Boss and Hug Connection. Anyone that's not a part of SummerSlam but still deserves it, the Riot Squad,
shout out to my girl Ruby Riot. Oh my gosh. If I ever meet you in person, Ruby, I hope you listen to this podcast. Down. Are you listening? No. You get talked by Alexa. Let me get my moment.
Let me get my moment. Keep it in your pants, bro.
It ain't nothing like that. Just, if I ever meet you in person, just know that you have my utmost respect. Yeah. And we'll keep it at that.
Live his life, by the way.
Yes, Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan and the Blue Tongue. And I guess Sarah Morgan too. You know, she's a little different, but she's cool. It's all good. What about Asuka?
Oh man, I don't think anyone came to Asuka.
Nobody's ready for Asuka. And I promise you, big things are coming for Asuka. They're just rebuilding her right now.
Awesome.
So, am I missing anybody in this women's evolution? Ember Moon, there's going to be big things once all this rivalry's done with Ronda Rousey. I think that's your next challenger for Alexa Bliss.
Cool.
And honestly, that she might be the one that beats Alexa Bliss. I don't want to miss nobody. Women's Evolution.
If we leave anybody out, shout out to the whole women's evolution.
Shout out to every woman on the roster. Y'all are doing your thing, and it's changing. It has completely changed the WWE.
You have not gone unnoticed. All of your hard work, we've noticed it.
Yes, and it is my opinion that women's wrestling right now is more than must-watch TV.
Definitely.
That is what the WWE is about right now. Hell, even even someone like Dana Brooke.
Oh, man.
Titus, hey, we got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the worldwide.
Yeah.
Titus
Worldwide!
Oh, man.
How about Titus World Slide? The greatest glitch in WWE history.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Shout outs to Titus.
The whole brand. Shout the whole brand out.
Apollo. Yeah. Shout outs to everybody in the WWE. You know, except for Eric Young. Insanity, because they're trash.
And James Ellsworth. I'm sorry, Ellsworth, but you
come
just.
Come on.
It's.
Hashtag rehire Ellsworth.
Oh, man. While we're at it, while you rehire Ellsworth, do something about those action figures.
Either we gotta find a way to get them. We gotta find a way to get them sold.
Oh, man.
Because nobody's paying $18 for Ellsworth.
Like, we could cut the price down.
It's like, about $9, maybe.
I was thinking about $7.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe a little bit more, maybe $5, $6.
They're really low ball.
You know what? I feel like you should buy something and get an Ellsworth free.
Yeah. Buy an Ellsworth shirt, get an Ellsworth action figure free. There you go.
So, yeah, that's where we're at with that. You know, as much as I don't like Ellsworth, you know, his firing was the greatest thing I've ever seen. That face, he sold it so well. He really did. The man came out for a championship match and got fired instead.
Solid.
That was a wonderful episode of SmackDown. Mm. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
And, oh yeah, this one, just to get touchy on your heart for a second.
Oh, man.
Matt Hardy in his final match on Monday. So, I'd be a low ball, not to mention the deleter of worlds. What, Bray Wyatt will go back to his own after this. But Matt Hardy, with the lower back injury.
Gosh.
That's
a hurt piece.
You know, things are no longer going to be deleted.
God. I was really hoping that gimmick would stretch. I can't believe it's over.
And it was wonderful.
It was. Very good.
Brother Nero must now take over. But you never know. There's been worse injuries brought that people have come back from. That's maybe true. Matt Hardy can go take a dip in the lake of reincarnation.
Maybe. We'll see.
The reincarnation of lakes.
I'm getting my hopes up, but we'll see.
So, yeah, that's where we're at. I guess shout out to Raw General Manager Kurt Angle.
Oh, shout out to Kurt.
Even though he don't really deserve one.
You're still a legend in my eyes, Kurt.
You know, he might be a legend, but let's just face facts. We're going to go back to the biasness here. And Alexa Bliss on Monday said it perfectly. He likes to protect everybody except his women's champion. And that's not up for debate. That's just a fact. He damn sure kicked Roman Reigns out of the building to protect the Universal Championship. But Ronda Rousey comes back and jumps into matches weeks before her suspension is over. And what happens? She gets rewarded with a championship match.
Well, I mean, she's going to lose anyway. It doesn't really matter.
So you can testify.
Oh, man. Brother Devon.
But on Sunday night, when this match commences, Alexa Bliss and Ronda Rousey and you people out there hear someone screaming. You know who it is. Mm-mm. It'll be me. Because I've been telling the world for a month now that Goddess overall, and something else that I was going to say. That Alexa Bliss will beat Ronda Rousey. If you look at all the signs, it clearly says that.
Well, the signs clearly say it, folks.
but yeah, so that's what. I gotta keep myself from going too deep into that.
We'll just say, stay tuned, watch SummerSlam. And if you're an Alexa fan, you'll be happy. If you're a Ronda fan, you'll be very, very upset in my Marcus voice.
I'm very upset.
Very upset.
So we're gonna make it like a hockey player and get the puck out of here. And we're also gonna be like Josh and say, all right, well, we'll see you at SummerSlam.
We'll see you at SummerSlam, folks. Definitely see you. Watch SummerSlam, be amazed, and enjoy yourself, because it's one of the hottest shows in summer. You got to. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Bring the friends over. Like I said, get a cold beer, get your food, hot wings. Enjoy yourself. You're going to have fun. If you're a WWE fan and you love wrestling as much as we do, you will have a blast.
Yep, and as the theme songs for SummerSlam say, we will burn this house down.
Kaboom.
Right. SummerSlam Live Sunday. Tune in. WWE, then, now, forever.